You're listening to SBS News.
A report by the Australian Council of Social Service reveals the pandemic is exacerbating health inequity in Australia. While it's widely understood that poorer people are less healthy, the report finds that people on lower incomes are less likely to be in jobs where they can work from home and are prone to illnesses which can make COVID-19 worse. ACOS Chief Executive Dr. Cassandra Goldie says Australia should be doing much better as a rich, developed nation.
It's entirely achievable for Australia as a very wealthy country. It is a great shame on us that we have not done much more. We don't even have really a solid health prevention plan in Australia yet.
Dr. Goldie says providing better access to secure and affordable housing and higher welfare payments are key to reducing these inequities.
We can change the protection in terms of adequate income. We can certainly invest more in terms of delivering more secure housing. And we, of course, need to make sure that people's living conditions are not the determination of whether or not you're able to access good, high-quality healthcare services.
These health disparities are also highlighted in a report by Victoria University. It's found wealthy Australians are living 6.4 years longer, and the gap appears to be widening. Professor Rosemary Calder from Victoria University's Mitchell Institute is the report's lead author.
Men who live in the lowest income communities in our society, so 20% of men, are likely to die 6.4 years earlier than their age counterparts across the population. And for women, then that's likely to be 4.1 years. That's 18,000 extra deaths among low-income Australians every year, and much of that is preventable.
The report has found people from Australia's lowest socioeconomic group were 70% more likely to be physically inactive, three times more likely to smoke, and twice as likely to have diabetes. The Australian Medical Association says the report highlights the need for Australia to introduce a levy on sugary drinks, regulate junk food advertising aimed at children, and implement a volumetric tax on all alcohol products. Greg Diet, SBS News.